Yo, welcome back to the boat. We are in episode 5 of season 2. Got a slate full of games tonight. I got the multi-box on the NBA app going, so I got my TV. I got four different games on. Great invention. I don't have to buy four different TVs to get four different games. So shout out to the NBA. The one thing I will say, I heard Richard Jefferson say it too on a pod. It would be nice if you could just watch all the game recaps straight without having to click out and go back in. Just like, hey, if I want to watch all the recaps from last night, I should be able to do it. But without further ado, I'm your host, Michael Smith, reporting from Austin, Texas.
Hey yo, it's Marcus J, touching down from Dallas.
Come on, we got the got that D Rice. Hey, that's that Chicago right there, man. Got D Ferg in that town,
Not
baby.
town, but always
Always,
repping the shot.
what do you say? Harley home, but always repping. What
Yeah,
Drake
Harley
say?
home, but always. That's Big I
Sean.
definitely felt that one in college whenever that song came out, because I was like, yeah, I'm in college, I'm never home, but I feel like I ride hard for the hometown for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, fellas, we're gonna kick it off with our signature segment off the top. Call me crazy, but Mr. Ferguson, what you got for me?
Call me crazy, man. Call me crazy, but I think Dennis Jenkins can mess around and take Jaden Ivey's spot.
Whew.
Which is, I mean, I'm pretty.
Educate us for the ones that are casuals listening
Yeah,
to the
so I
pod.
mean, Dennis Jenkins, man, he live in a NBA 2K25, 26 my player career right now. This dude's living out his wildest dreams, but he's going from 10 day to 10 day, just pretty much dropping buckets. But I mean, I think right now with Jaden Ivey just being hurt, I know, just another injury to him. When he's in, he's averaging almost 20 points a game, 17.6 last time I checked. But I mean, I think they're just similar size, man. I think Dennis coming in, like Marcus was telling me offline here that, they had one game, he hit two back-to-back threes to take it to overtime. So I think Buddy, I mean, he's just not afraid of the moment. I think he's one of those guys that he's just taking advantage of his moment, taking advantage of his ticket. And I feel like when you got a guy like that, just taking advantage of the moment, and you got a guy like Jaden Ivey who has all the potential, but we just don't know how available he's going to be. It's very easy for Dennis Jenkins to just come in and just almost, trick you out of bag, man. Because I
Nah,
mean,
for real.
they similar builds. They both 6'3", 6'4", both athletic guards. You know what I mean? So they almost kind of like similar players. So it
Yeah.
really wouldn't be that much of a drop off if he did, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, like I'm a big Ivy fan, so initially my thing is, all right, I no doubt I think Ivy's gonna be the better player in the league, but everything is whatever is best for Kate at this point, man.
Yeah.
And the way, bro, the way Dennis Jenkins trigger is, like, that dude
It's
is catch,
quick.
like, it's quick.
It's
Like
quick.
if you saw the three that took him to overtime, it was last time we were recording. It was last week, this time when the NBA was just going crazy on these OT. Like, oh, I forgot who it was. Someone fell down. Duncan Robinson fell down. Like, two Pistons players fell down. They had 1 second on the clock, and K just drilled a shot to him on the side in the three, and he just, like, quick trigger. Tossed it in. And you've been watching this guy and you're like, yo, he's confident, man. And Ivy, I think, probably will be the better player of them. But it's, and Ivy, people keep pointing towards, like, Ivy before he got injured, he was shooting 40% from the three-pointer. But, like, if you know, you kind of know, like, you could have a good shooting season but not be a shooter necessarily. Like D Fox, essentially. He had that light the beam season where he was shooting crazy from the 3-point line, but nobody really respects him as like a 3-point shooter. And I think Ivy is kind of like that. It's like he was shooting 40% last season. I don't know if people respect him as a shooter like that. Like, he's not coming off screen, he's throwing them in. Bro, Dennis Jenkins, he looks good, bro.
Yeah, I think I gotta give some love to my to Dallas's own Dennis Jenkins. I mean, you look at his basketball reference and he looks like he's a product of the new environment. He went to University of Pacific, he went to Iona, and then he ended at St. John's. But I mean, even looking at his numbers, I mean, his plus or minus.
You
His
said
first game was
Iona like
negative
we was on
five, but
some.
it's an 8, a 5, a 5, and a 23 for plus minus. And those are all positives. And I mean, the dude's putting up numbers. So I think it's a, I will say right now, I don't think it's within play. It's still too early, but I think he's definitely earning himself a permanent roster spot.
Yeah,
He
he took
definitely
Mark
he,
Sasser's spot. That's
yeah,
what
I
you
think
gotta
he's
feel bad about.
I think he's a pulled Jaden Ivey hamstring away from taking some permanent minutes away from him. I mean, he's averaging 21 minutes a game right now in the 9 games that he's played. So
Solid defender too. Like
yeah,
he's
I mean,
not locked down, but he's solid.
yeah, and I like Jaden Ivey's game too. It's just he's just become like I remember being a Mavericks fan. I remember when Kristaps Porzingis called or got traded a few years ago, and Tim Legler came on and said he's the unicorn, not because he's a rare player, but because we never see him. I'm like
Yeah.
I feel like Jaden Ivey is in danger of becoming that. Like we never see the dude play. So
Yeah. Mike,
anybody's the player in this league.
Marcus Sasser is from Dallas too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he took Sasser's spot. I mean, I don't know when he's coming back either. He's been out all season.
They got a few. I mean,
Yeah.
between him, between Cade, and between Ron Holland, they got a few Dallas dudes.
Yeah.
No Shags or no Southside Fades on the team, but they represent Dallas heavy.
Yeah. None of that Dallas. I'm thinking about doing it myself, man.
What, a Southside Fade or a Shag or?
Yeah. Like the Dallas fade or whatever. And bro, the barbers here, it don't matter what you tell them, they still do the same thing. Hey
And
man,
they're
keep
gonna
my
have
side.
gold fronts. They're gonna have gold fronts when they cut your teeth.
Yeah. It don't matter what you say, they still gonna do what
Especially if
they
you go to
gonna
the right
do.
spot.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool, but. Yeah, the only real pushback I would give is that you can't really get rid of Ivy, and you almost have to play him because he was a fourth. What he was fourth, fifth pick. Fourth, Keegan was four, so he was five. You have to play him so that he gets. If Dennis ends up taking a spot, you got to play him so his value goes up. So it's like I don't know. I don't know what you do if you're the coach. You got a lot of guys that are trying to eat,
So,
but go ahead.
but I mean, worst case scenario is, I mean, even if he doesn't take, Jaden's spot, worst case scenario, you keep him and he just kind of be that, off the bench scorer. 'Cause I do think he kind of has that, not, I think he's a better version of, but he kind of has a Jordan Poole spark.
Yeah.
Like he just kind of comes like, it's like the Jordan Pools, Trey Mann, like all those guys, like they just off the bench, just instant offense. So even if like, because I feel like with Pistons have a, they have a great problem to have. They have, you got K, you got Ausar. Like Ausar still, I feel like we kind of forget Ausar still on the team.
He needs to be more aggressive,
He
to be
needs to be
honest.
more
That boy.
aggressive. Yeah, I don't know, but I feel like the situation between him and Amen is a little different because they got Amen, like Amen's, like, you know what I'm saying, heavily involved in offense. The
Yeah.
Pistons, everything's going through K. You know what I mean? So I think it's just opportunity and you know what I'm saying, for him. But I mean, you still got him, you still got Ron Holland. So I think they just have a good problem where they just have a lot of good players where it's just like, dang, like you're not really gonna pick, you can't really pick wrong with kind of like the team they have. You know what I mean? They got a bunch of growing budding stars, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The only thing you pick wrong is if you decide to do what Buddy's old coach did and put no shooters around him. What was his name?
Yeah.
I forgot it.
What team? What team? Maybe the
The coach of before Bickerstaff.
Monty Williams.
Yeah, man, he didn't want to be there. He put
Yeah.
all no shooters. Huh.
He like relegated Jaden Ivey to basically like I think he's the one that kind of originally stole some of Jaden Ivey's confidence, honestly.
Yeah. He put
Which
him
is
which
on the
is which is
bench.
crazy. Which is crazy because he's kind of like the. He was kind of like one of the great player coaches. You know what I'm saying? Like the players respect it. But I think he probably just had a lot of personal stuff going on too.
Yeah, he had like his I don't want to get it messed up, but his wife either had cancer or she passed, something like that.
Yeah,
So
it was
how
something
much can
like
you
that.
really expect during that time? And he didn't want to go there, but they gave him the bag. Like, are you saying no to that? It was $100 million coach.
I mean, you give me $100 million right now, I'm rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like, it pretty much like let the check clear, then we can figure out the role later. You know what I'm
I know y'all
saying?
aren't. I know y'all aren't super heavy into college football, but James Franklin, he was the coach at Penn State. He got a
Yeah.
$52 million buyout, but he took another job at Virginia Tech today and forfeited $40 million of it. I know if you're gonna pay
What?
me, If you're gonna pay me $40 million not to work, like, I ain't showing up today, the day after.
Bro, wait.
So
Talk
so
about
you
love of the
so, so,
game. So you said that he took
he
a
got a
50.
buyout from Penn State for $52 million, but $40 million of it hinged on the fact that he wasn't gonna be coaching
Yeah, you can't
immediately.
coach somewhere else.
Yeah, not immediately. He could coach, like, he could take a year off essentially, but he accepted a job at Penn at Virginia Tech, and so he forfeited
How
40.
how
What
much
was it?
how much Virginia Tech was getting him?
Not
Is he
forty
getting
million
back
dollars this year
35?
alone. Like you could sit out a year and still
Yeah,
come.
that's what I'm saying. I probably be like, hey, you want to
What's the
coach?
new
Hey,
contract?
give me like,
Wait, what's the new contract?
what?
I
Now
don't
let's
know the
see.
details of the new contract, but again, it's not $40 million this year.
We not asking the right
So
questions.
that's all. That's all I need to
We're right.
know.
Hold on,
That's all I need
I
to know.
got you. I got you.
That's all
DT,
I
yeah.
need to
What
know.
what's the new contract? Cause
We'll check
buddy
back on
tweaking.
that, man.
Yeah,
We'll
buddy
check back
tweaking.
on that.
Let
While
me
you
tell you
do
something.
that, go ahead and
If
Marcus, go ahead and hit us with your call me crazy.
All right, man, I got one that's gonna hit y'all in the heart, bro. James, what James Harden is doing right now is more impressive than what KD and Curry is doing right now. Of the old heads that are playing the game right now, Al Horford included, there's nobody that has a care a that's carrying a team like James Harden is doing. James Harden recently, check this out. He put up 41, 11, and 14 a couple nights ago in a OT loss. Then he put up 37, 7, and 8 loss, and then 28, 6, and 5. Like, the Clippers are fighting for every loss. I know that sounds crazy, but nobody is doing what he's doing when it comes to the old heads. Beal cracked hip. They gave away what's the dude's name? Norman Powell, who I said was better than Beal last year.
You did. You did.
You did that. I feel like that probably that has aged gracefully.
It's aged real well.
Unlike Bradley Beal's game.
That is age. I can't even take that from you. That is
Beal's
that's
gonna get
age.
his next buyout. He's going to the Shanghai Knights. He better not take a pay cut because he's not getting another contract. And then Kawhi, obviously aspiration Kawhi is gone. So James Harden is going back to Houston Harden. And I get it. Curry put up back-to-back 40-point games. But recently he had a game where he had 9 and they still won against the Pelicans. I don't think the Clippers would win against the Pelicans if James Harden put up 9 points. I just don't.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. And I think Curry has low key been a guy throughout his career that has had nights where he's put up like a 3 of 15 night, because that's just the nature of when you shoot threes, you're going to have off nights. I feel like, and my call me crazy will lead into this one, so I'm not going to go too far into it. I feel like KD is not going to have too many off nights. He relies heavily on mid-range. He's largely unguardable. It's just a matter of whether he makes or misses. So I think Harden having to carry a team on his back right now is more impressive than what they're doing, because KD right now, honestly, he could show up and drop 25 one night, but could drop 15 the next night and be fine, where Harden is literally the only one they have right now. So I don't think he's a better player than either of those two right now. Like, if you ask me out of the three, which ones I would want, he would be number three on that list. But it's not crazy to say that what he's doing is more impressive, because he's having to do what he has to do, whereas Curry and KD could have an off night and they got other dudes to support him and get buckets.
I mean, I feel like you look at the Clippers, man. It's a bunch of unks over there, man. It's a bunch of unks over there. Like they living the life that we living, man. We talk about in our group chat, like, man, I'm going to go hoop, but I'm going to hoop once this week, baby, and I need like a 2 day respite. My knees ain't what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's impressive, man. I think Harden is tapped in, and I think they need him to do something like this. Because I feel like Clippers, like low key, they have a squad that can, they have a playoff squad, but I still don't look at them as a squad that can win at all. Just because I'm looking at the age of the group and who can last. You know what I mean? And I mean we're looking at Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal, we're not even what, 20 games into the season yet, or almost 20 games of the season, he already out. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So,
Yeah, I think we had to adjust our expectations for like they've sucked at the beginning of the season. Now it's just like, man, you got to get into the play-in so this pick don't go away. But like, I wouldn't want KD on this team. Like, if you had to tell me like between Harden and KD, I get it. I think KD's still the better player, but let's not sleep on Harden. Like, he was an all-star last year. He made the all NBA team, third team last year. I know that went under the radar, but he made all NBA just like Curry. KD didn't make all NBA last year.
I mean, I
If you're
if
telling me someone's got to carry a team, I'm still kind of going Harden. You know what I mean?
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't argue with you there. If I'm being honest, I wouldn't want KD on this team. I don't think KD's game fits with this team. I think the way KD's game is and what it's always been, you need either you need some young guys to just go and then let KD do what he's gonna do, or you gotta have like an aggressive personality like Russ. You know what I'm saying? To let KD do what he's gonna do. Cause I think KD, I mean KD gonna you know what you're gonna get at KD. You're gonna get 20, 30 points a game from KD. You know what I'm saying? But you kinda still need like KD's like the like you need somebody to be the engine for the car, right? KD's like the quiet cat, you know, he's like the luxury package of the car. Like the engine ain't gonna be KD, but everything that you like about that car, that's KD. You know what I'm
Now,
saying?
that's a fair way to put it.
Like the everything, like you know what I'm saying? Like I like my cabin to be quiet. I like the touch screen on my dashboard. You know, I like my heated seats. Like I like everything that comes with this car, but you kind of lose focus, like, man, but this engine is still dope. You know what I'm saying? You kind of need to be reminded of like, yo, like this does got a V6 in it. That
Right.
I need this V6 in it to really appreciate the rest of this cabin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's fair because I think when you talk about one of the most malleable players in the game, I think KD is that. I think you could put him to a degree. You could if the roster's built and you need that one last piece, that's why he fits so well in the Rockets because hey, the last piece that we need is the guy that can go out and close out games. Whereas you can't do that with everybody. So he's that luxury upgrade. He's that added package where you kind of need a Kyrie with him. You kind of need a Russ. Which I think Russ was a bad fit still, but I get what you're saying. But you need the Steph Curry, you need the stabilizer in place, and you need the framework in place, and he's that one that kind of takes it over the top. So I could rock with that.
Yeah, and I'm kind of a biased Russ fan, so you know.
Yeah.
I don't dislike Russ. I don't think Russ and KD didn't fit because Russ tried to outshine KD when it when. Like he
Well,
wasn't the better player.
now he outshining everybody in Sacramento right now. He's only
but
went through the thing.
no, so I got a kind of different take on that, and I know this is a
Okay, let's hear it.
little tangent. I don't think he thought he was better than KD. I just think he wasn't gonna slow down his game for KD to catch up.
Right.
Cause I still feel like if you KD, if I'm KD, I'm KD. You know what I'm saying? If I'm the more talented player, I'm still a more talented player. But I feel like when people are like, oh, he's a more talented player, I said, but it's hard to tell a guy, KD goes down, and I've been the guy that's willing us to 80 out of 82 games. And then he comes back, and you tell me I need to take a back seat. That's a hard pill for anybody to swallow. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? Pause. Even though, you know what I'm
Right,
saying?
right.
It, that's just tough. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, yo, I've been carrying us. Yeah, I get he's a better player, but you're pretty much asking me to dumb down my game to make him comfortable. Nah, bruh, get in where you fit in.
If
So it's
KD
like,
had like a more gimme the ball like personality, I think it would have
exactly.
worked, but
I think it would have worked, and I think honestly, I think Russ would have respected it.
yeah, nah, that's facts.
I think Russ would have respected it. If you're like, yo, give me the ball, let me rock out. I think Russ would be like, all right, bet. Okay, we two dogs that want the same thing. Let's go. But the fact that like Russ, like, all right, you're not even barking. Oh yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man,
That's a
give me the
fair way to
ball.
put
Give me the ball. Nigga, get off the backboard. You
it.
know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like with a personality like Russ. Like you have to. I'm not saying he didn't respect KD. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he didn't respect KD. I just think with the personality that he had, I think if KD would have been more of that, like, like that aggressive type, which I don't think
Yeah.
KD necessarily needed to be. But I think if he was more like that aggressive type, I think that, I think Russell would have respected that. I think Russell would be like, all right, bet.
What I say to that though is I think a Chris Paul fits better with a KD from the fact at that time, I think KD is a little bit more aggressive than like give me the ball now.
Yeah.
He
Yeah,
wasn't that at the
now.
time, but
Yeah.
I think honestly a young James Harden fits better with him than Russ. We didn't know what James Harden was going to turn into because
Yeah.
he didn't get to blossom like that on that team. But I say Chris Paul because I hate to say it, but like the old school point guard mindset is, you know what? I'm
Yeah.
Jason Kidd. Kenyon Martin hasn't touched the rock in five possessions.
Yeah,
I need to
axe.
call a play for him. Or Richard Jefferson
Yeah.
hasn't touched the ball in six possessions. Let me drop a play to get him cooking. That's never been Russ's strong suit. He's a
No.
great like downhill player, but I feel like
Right.
if you have somebody as great as KD on your team, you need a point guard that says, "Let me draw up a play
Let
for a
me feed.
guy to get the ball in his spot." And that's just not Russ's game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Russ is a part of that new school of guards that are like, yo, we got to score. You know what I'm saying? He's a part of, he Russ was the evolution of a Gilbert Arenas and Stevie franchise.
Yeah, and they all have that mentality. If I
They
pass the
are.
ball, you better shoot because I'm getting the assist. If I ain't
You
giving the
right.
assist, I ain't giving it up.
I ain't giving it
And
up.
I'm not saying he's not a great player. I'm just saying I don't think KD and Russ were a perfect fit. They
Yeah,
made it
yeah. I.
work because they were just uber talented, like
Yeah.
as separate entities, but they just weren't a perfect
They
fit.
were that fit where I think their stars were both ascending at the same time, and it probably clashed a little bit on the ascension.
Yeah,
I think
well,
Harden's star was ascending, but not as quickly as theirs because he was coming off the bench. And then when he got to Houston, well, I ain't got a Russ or a KD that I got a pass to. So, tween, 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 step back, right hip, pulling. Who else? You know what I'm saying? Who else gonna tell me to pass it? Corey Brewer, get it off the backboard.
yeah.
You
Well, he
know
should
what I'm
take that
saying?
mentality now with the Kings, 'cause I'm sure we'll talk about them at a later podcast, but it's
Yeah.
just about to be him up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing about the Russ. Russ is a player that I will take 10 times out of 10. I'm willing to live and die with his flaws because
Right.
I know what I'm gonna get out of Russ. I
My
will live and die
delusional
with his
hate
flaws.
matches your delusional love. You said 10 out of 10. You didn't say
10
5
out of
out
10.
of 10.
10 out of 10.
I'm
I will. Russ is the type of player is like, bro,
Lord.
you tell me the ship is sinking. I'm like, bro, we just dead dead. It
Yeah.
is what it is.
I won't
It
keep this one going because we need to move on.
is, baby.
But I have a lot of thoughts, so
Hey,
I need we need to continue this
yeah,
one another day.
the Kings will get a podcast
keep rolling because ain't no Brody slander while I'm on
soon.
here. Ain't no Brody slander.
I ain't gonna slander him. I'm gonna give him his respect. I'm just gonna bring many counterpoints to your points. But
I feel you. That's it's delusional. It's delusional.
On the subject of KD, I'm gonna keep it in that same vein. We might call me crazy and say that KD's impact on the game does not get the respect that it deserves. I think
It doesn't.
when you talk about Steph Curry, you think, man, he changed the game. Like all these kids are out here wanting to shoot three pointers. I was at my son's practices tonight. You got 8 and 9 year old kids. Like, why can't I shoot a three? Why can't I practice the three pointer? My oldest son is like, man, like you didn't shoot a three pointer in a game till 7th grade. What do you mean? Like that's 4 years from now. Like you mean I gotta wait 4 years? You think about LeBron, his impact goes without saying just on the game itself. Maybe not in one singular way, but just on the game as a whole, and even just with player movement and player empowerment. But I think with KD, he's spawned a lot of remixes that haven't quite remixed the same way. But you think about Brandon Ingram was inspired by KD. You think
Yeah.
about Wemby in a lot of ways. Anytime there's a 6'9" and over skinny guy, he wants to be KD. And I think
Yep.
he's one of the few players that could have gone to Golden State when he did and been the best player on that team. He's really one of two.
He's on, yeah. That's
LeBron
it.
and KD are the only two dudes that could have gone to Golden State at that time and been the best player. And I know that
Yeah.
Curry is going to rank above KD all time because of the accolades themselves. But if you ask 100 out of 100 people who the best player was on those Warriors with the KD lineup, like everybody's saying Kevin Durant was the best player on that team.
Oh,
So
absolutely. Hell no.
I don't think he has the accolades. But if you're talking about who am I going to pick up if 10 dudes are lined up and I get one pick of the dude that's going to play with me, like it's hard to tell me outside of MJ. that KD isn't up for number two as far as who you're picking for a pickup game. So
Do
that's
you
why I think he
think
just doesn't get the respect he deserves.
he's getting enough credit today, like now, this season? Like, do you think they look at KD and be like, all right, he's still like one of the best players, you know?
I'm talking about when it's all said and done, but I think even when you look at the player rankings, like Curry is like usually number four or five when it like probably number five, six. I'm like, yeah, he's still good, but I'm probably still taking KD like today if you ask me what player I want. And LeBron is closer to Stephen Curry even than five or six players apart. I think Steph Curry is a really great player and his game is aging gracefully. I just think he is a media darling in a lot of ways that I feel like late stage LeBron is not doesn't get the same love. Late stage KD doesn't get the same love that Steph get, for whatever reason.
I would agree with you there. I feel like it's few players that have this effect. When you add them to a team, the team is just automatically better.
Not the Suns.
But
Sorry,
like,
I'm
true,
sorry.
true.
I gotta bring up the 1 year, the 1 year.
you get. I get why you bring it up. I think the Suns were dumpster fire. I don't think they took advantage of having KD and Booker in the same year. I don't think they took
Plus,
advantage of that.
the Suns were cooking until that first KD injury last year too.
Yeah,
Like they were rolling.
they were. But I honestly think had the Suns had Booker, had KD, and like did not go after Bill and went after someone else, I think they would have
100%.
been much better. I think
100%.
what killed their trajectory was the Bradley Beal signing. But I feel like KD, Bron, and Chris Paul, those are like the three players that I just they're just plug and play. Like you think about Chris Paul when he went to OKC. For a minute, everybody kind of thought like, dang, they kind of sent him to, you know what I'm saying, sent him to Switzerland a
The
little bit.
dope,
For
send him to the
real,
doldrums. Yeah, for
yeah, yeah.
real.
Sent him to the Gulag.
I felt bad for him when he
Yeah,
got
yeah,
traded there.
yeah, yeah.
Nah, they were
They,
saying it was a lottery team for
yeah, yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah. They sent him to the Gulag, and
Yeah.
next thing you know, they were in the playoffs, and now we
Fifth
got Sh
seed.
and now we got
Yeah.
Shea because of that. You know
Nah,
what I'm
you ain't
saying?
lying. You ain't
We
lying.
got Shea because of that. You know what I mean?
And Dennis
So,
Schroeder. We got Dennis Schroeder. That kept him in
and
the
Dort.
league.
Hey,
And Dort.
that was the beginning of the torture chamber too. Nah, for
Yeah,
sure.
that was all. But so like you just plugged them. You know, he took them to a different level. I feel like KD, I do think like KD's impact on the team. KD gives your like I feel like what KD would do to the Rockets, like you said, he's gonna be that guy who was like, yo, it's 2 minutes left on the clock. We just the plays have broken down. We need somebody to go get a bucket. And we need to know that it's a certified bucket. You know what I'm saying? 8 to 9 times out of 10 is going to be a bucket. And KD's that guy. So he allows the rest of the team to play their game. He doesn't take from their game because he's not a player that he plays the right way. He's not a player that's going to take a bad shot. He's going to take a high percentage shot. He's going to do what he needs to do. So he's not going to strip from their game. I feel like LeBron's the same way. Well, not as much. LeBron changes your game a bit.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I will say like with KD, like I think what he's gonna do with the Rockets, I think he can potentially be that piece that gets them over the hump
For
to where
sure.
like if any team beats OKC, I think it'll only be the Rockets to do it.
Let
Bro.
me interject here real quick, Marcus. I think what I want to make sure I make clear is I'm saying his impact on the game as a whole, not necessarily on the game
Yeah.
today or a specific team. I'm
Okay.
saying how he's spoken about in history. Like I feel like Kobe gets a little bit of like obviously in I feel like in his death he got a little bit of shine, more shine, but I
Yeah.
feel like you ask a guy that's our age to about 10 years younger, and one of the first players they name is Kobe,
Nah,
is one of their
yeah.
favorite players. So I think KD is the same way for a lot of guys a little bit younger
Yeah.
than us coming up, where
I
he
so
has the
so
impact on the players, but not necessarily the media in the
so
same way.
oh, I'm sorry. Go
No,
ahead,
I have
Marcus.
a quick good example. We all three of us went to Mizzou, and
Yeah.
I used to work the. They had this big tournament in Missouri every year. It's called Show
Show
Me
me state
State
games.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Show Me State Tournament.
I had my internship there, so I know all about that.
Yeah, and so when Michael Porter Jr. was in middle school, so seventh, eighth grade, I was watching him. I saw him. I didn't know his name at the time, but I was like, all right, yo, this kid is like by far the best player. But he was
Yeah.
the tallest player on the team. And he would just kind of come up the court. They'd find him at the top of the key. He'd dribble it, knockdown, shot, knockdown, shot. I'm like, this is the tallest kid on the court. This lanky old kid, not going in the post, but he did drive to the basket, get some easy, smooth layups. He looked like a mirror image of KD. And
Yeah, before he got hurt, that's what I thought he was gonna be.
I think what you're speaking to is like, bro, KD had a crazy impact, not only just like on the NBA, but on the game itself. Because just like kids are throwing up all these threes, it don't matter. If you lanky and somewhat skinny, like you could be next KD. We were in the group chat earlier talking about Imani Bates. He was supposed to be the next KD.
Yep. He'll probably be
And
next
they
KD.
so quickly want to label people the next KD that they'll go out of their way and name Imani the Bates and get us all hyped. And no, it's just a. I mean, I'm sure he might have an NBA career. Who knows? But like, I respect the take, and I do think if there's any situation where he could really be appreciated by an organization, if he wins with the Rockets, that will be the first team that retires his jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I think no, I like that. So, I mean, hear me out. Do you think that, because now you hear like a lot of kids are saying like Paul George is their GOAT.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like Paul George, no disrespect, but
Oh Lord, here it goes.
he's kind of almost like he's almost like an archetype of a KD. Like that long, lanky guard that can dribble, that can pull up. He's almost like a branch off that KD tree.
But he
Their
didn't learn from
game.
KD
Their
because
game.
they were
That's what I'm
drafted pretty
saying.
similarly,
That
right?
that's what I'm saying. Like you look at Paul George, like when I look at Paul George, like I mean, I know he, you know, right now health is a big thing for him, but like his game is so smooth to me. Like it's like for him to be like 6'8", 6'9", some people say 6'10". Like when I remember, like I always thought, like man, like he kind of feels like a smoother KD. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a flow to his game, and you know what I'm saying. So it almost kind of feel like he's just a branch off a KD tree. Which, if you even look back at it, it's like he's kind of like an archetype of KD. Like KD has created a lot of what we see now. Like I said, we don't without KD, we don't see a Wemby. You know what I'm saying? Without KD. I know he ain't getting no shine. I know he ain't really getting no clock right now. But even his game, like Bol Bol, he's like a poor
Trash.
man. He's like a poor man's KD. You know what I'm
A
saying? Hot
homeless man.
garbage.
He's a homeless man's KD, but I get what you're saying.
I don't think he's in the league. He's not getting no play at all. Not even in G League. I don't
He's
think.
the skinny
You
dude
and Shaq need to let it go.
that attempted to shoot from the outside. I don't know about
Yo,
succeeded, but he
no.
tried.
You. I mean, you ain't lying. He ain't got no clock. He is definitely not in the league. Which I'm like, bro, you're 7'3".
We
Like,
gotta Google him, man. I don't know,
you
man.
got to rock out, bro. But I feel like a lot of these tall these a lot of these like 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet players. KD is the reason that we look at you and we like instead. He. I feel like KD's the reason we look at these players, like Wemby. We look at Wemby like, man, like. What he's doing is crazy. And nobody says anything about like, man, he need to be on a block. It's like, bro, let him work wherever he want to work. If he wants to go to the block tonight, he go to the block. If he want to cook you from outside, he go cook you from outside. There's nothing you can do about it. And I feel like KD's the same way. It just how do you want it? However you want it, he gonna give it to you. Pause. Talk about
How do
it.
you want it?
How do you feel?
Yeah,
Growing
but
up in it.
I stand by my take that his impact on the game is definitely undervalued and underappreciated. But
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it.
we're gonna go ahead and jump off the boat. And our topic this week is what happens when you go broke. We're talking
Bruh.
about athletes going broke. So Marcus, go ahead and tee that one up for us.
Yeah, Sebastian Telfair, man,
Backing.
the hood's favorite player for real.
Back in the hood, bro.
Bro, he's the thing is he's in jail right now. So a clip is going around.
Wait, he locked back up?
So he's been locked up. So the clip that we've all seen that's going around, he's talking about, he's back in the projects, all that kind of stuff. That's actually like a trailer clip from a documentary that's going to come out. They took video footage of that before he was going to serve his term. So
Hey.
before he decided, like he was like, I volunteered for jail.
Dang.
So you remember all those players that, Big Baby out in jail right there chilling. They got the whole hoop squad in jail. They all got sentenced for that healthcare scam. So he was broke before that. So they're doing this documentary as he's being sentenced, and he's back in the same projects. And I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. The way I gotta talk about this is there's no excuse. Because and I wish we could get a player's perspective on this too, but I feel like players just defend players. From outside looking in, the resources you have, I'm sure they have player resources at the beginning to tell you, hey, this is what you do with your money. And then you have a manager, and then they give you a finance guy. And yeah, sure, some of these guys, finance guys are going to freaking steal your money. But the gist of everything they probably introduced to you in the beginning is live within your means. And a guy like Sebastian Telfair, who probably was making money before the NBA, I don't have a lot of remorse for. I really don't. And I hate to be the do show over here, but I'm like, if I'm looking around at people within the circle and they're not backing the projects, like I know some people. I'm not giving no leeway to Sebastian. He probably could still go out and get a deal in the big three. Like this whole documentary, it almost feels like it's like, oh, cry me like sympathy, bro. I'm not doing it.
So,
I got no tears.
bro, I got a different perspective from that,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it has a racial component,
Okay.
because I feel like as Black people, like most of us come from the hood. You know what I mean, most
Right.
of us, if you look at our family tree, we haven't had anybody that's made, I can say most of us. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of us that haven't had anybody that makes 60K a year, let alone 150, let alone 350, let alone a couple million a year. So you have nothing to learn from, right? I think also the difference between Black athletes and white athletes, and I heard this a while back from Kyle Korver. You know what I'm saying? A Kyle Korver, I think, interview where he was like, when he got his bread, he wasn't thinking, oh, I need to take care of my parents. I need to take care of my OGs. Like he
Facts.
was thinking, like, bro, like no, they good. Like they fine. Like I need to do this for I need to push the money forward. What does most Black athletes, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think it's an uneducated thing when it's abused, is they think about I need to take care of not only my family, but everybody help make this happen. And so we can't take we
Nah, yeah,
can't
that's the
we
curse.
we we, we can't we can't say no. 'Cause we think like crap, like yo, I don't want them to think I changed, but it's like, no, things have changed, bro. Like you got life-changing money, and you kind of gotta be a little bit wiser with like, no, we can't do this. But I mean, a lot of these guys, like Sebastian Telfair, you're throwing millions at an 18-year-old. Like think about you at 18 years old, right? If you got $20 million, none of us would be thinking, yo, let's invest it. We'd be thinking like, yo, I'm about to go get this car. I'm about to stunt on these hoes. Like we gonna be you're gonna be thinking like an 18-year-old, bro. And so like you can have all the conferences and symposiums that you want about how to manage your money. You're talking to an 18-year-old kid that has no direction and has no person that has done it successfully. So you kind of have to learn in real time. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of what ends up happening is a lot of these guys just don't have good people around them. They don't have people saying like, you know what I'm saying? Like a Derrick Rose, like they don't have like how Derrick Rose have. I remember stories about Derrick Rose, like, yo, his brothers would be like, ain't no new friends, bro. Like ain't no new friends because they understood who their brother was. Nah, you're not gonna come in here and start talk. Nah, kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Jabari Parker. Same thing with a Jeff Teague, like or whatever, whatever the people a Jason Tatum, whose mom, like, nah, you're not gonna spend your NBA money, you're gonna live off these endorsements. So like I feel like you don't have like even as I know you hate this guy, LeBron, but even I feel like
Lord.
people don't give credit for LeBron to be an 18-year-old kid and make the decision that he made to pretty much build an empire. Like that's unprecedented. So I think like we have to kind of take that into perspective. Like he came from the projects. For every LeBron, you're gonna have about 30,000 Sebastian Telfairs. You know what I'm saying? They just have no direction. They just see what this money can do for them. Women throwing it at you left and right. You now have resources where you're like, I can literally do whatever I want. And I got nothing but time. Like Gilbert Arenas says all the time, like, bro, when you're in the NBA, you got nothing but time. Nothing but time. No one's holding me accountable for how I manage my day. So I literally can hoop, go to this strip club, go to this. So I think we got to take that into account, man. It sucks that he's in the projects. You know what I'm saying? It sucks that he made these decisions. I just think that he didn't have a good enough core of guys around him going like, nah, bro, we're not gonna move like this. I get it's your bread, but you know what I'm saying? Yo, I love you enough not to let you trick this bag off. I feel like they'll be the same. Like if Mike came into millions of dollars, hey yo, or you came into millions of dollars, hey bro, I'm gonna go do, bro, don't set yourself up, set some money aside, you know what I'm saying, to play with. But bro, you can't trick this off because it's very easy to go back to the project. So I think you kind of got to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think too. I'm gonna start this off by saying, Marcus, you kind of sounded like Coach Carter
Right.
whenever he was talking to ghetto hoop stars,
Get
signing autographs and
the
humping the honeys.
I love it.
I'm gonna start it off with that, but
Yeah.
I'm gonna take what Darius said and I'm gonna remix it to make it like not a grand scale and of a rich
Yeah.
athlete, but I'm gonna make it for me where. I remember buying like we were looking to save up money to buy a house, and I remember honestly, not I would say majority of my friends that had that got this opportunity were white. Their
Yeah.
parents put aside a lump sum of money for them that gave they gave them money to make a down payment on a house.
Down payment facts.
I grew up, I would say middle class, but that's not a thing for most black people to think, you know what, I'm going to give my kid a lump sum of money to go put a down payment on a house, unless you come from
Throw for
wealth
money.
beyond wealth.
Facts.
And a lot, like we're just now getting to the point where black people are carrying generational wealth over generational wealth. I think our parents' generations, that first generation really that was able to kind of make it to a middle to upper middle class level. And you're kind of seeing that trickling more and more. Where now, as we get older, we may be that point where we can establish generational wealth. But I say all that to say, there's something to it. You're basically starting on third base. If I was to buy a house and my parents were to give me $100,000 towards a down payment, like that's basically me starting on third base. I
Facts,
think
facts.
the same for a lot of athletes. A lot of these athletes start and got around first. They got around second. They got around third, and they got to get home. And like Darius said, a lot of them are thinking about taking care of their families, where a lot of them don't come from generational wealth to be like, you know what, I already started on third base,
Generational
so I
poorness.
don't, yeah, like I don't need to accumulate, like all the things that I'm accumulating now are just on top of what I already have. For most of these guys, they're building from the ground up. So I think it's, I don't feel completely bad for him because, yeah, like at the end of the day,
He made
you're a grown
decisions.
man, you still made decisions that were grown man
Yeah.
decisions. You gotta live with the consequences, but there's a lot more broke athletes because they don't come from generational wealth and money management, and they don't start on third base.
And but I'll even say this. I think it's just that financial literacy piece of like understanding money is a tool. How can it work for you? Like I think about what Brandon Jennings said, where he got his bread. And he would say he kind of fell out with some family because he was just saying no. Because think about it. Like, once these guys get that bread, all of a sudden you got cousins coming up. Hey, cuz, I got this business idea. Like, look here, Pookie. If you was broke yesterday, you're going to be broke today. You know what I'm
Yeah, no,
saying?
that's
Like,
right.
cause I think you just have to vet it like that. Not saying that I don't want you to succeed, but it's just like, bro, if you're going to come to me with a business idea, you need to vet it. You know what I'm saying? How can it go wrong? How can this happen? How can it, like you, it needs to, for lack of a better perspective or phrase, treat me like I'm a white person at a bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you present this? Because if you just go, if you go, if, because there ain't no way you're going to go to a bank and say, hey, just give me $20,000. Like, nah, you ain't going to do that.
Show me a business plan. Show me a
Show
business.
me a business plan. So I think sometimes we just, I'm not saying it's bad to help your family. I think like when it comes outside of your parents, you know what I'm saying? Hey, even then, I think you don't owe your parents anything. You know what I'm saying? I think if my kid was to make, my kids would be millionaires, billionaires. You don't owe me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I owe it to you to put you in a position and give you the tools to be able to do this. Now, if you want to reach back and take care of me and your moms, daddy's grateful. I actually picked out this Jag. You know what I'm saying? So like, like I'm with it. But I think outside of your parents, when you're doing stuff like that, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have some discernment or have people around you to help you make those educated decisions. Like, hey, that's a bad deal. That's a bad deal. Let's explore this. That's a bad, you know what I'm saying? This and the third.
Yeah, I just hope we I'm looking forward to seeing the documentary when it does come out. I feel like we need like 4, 5, 6 more of these documentaries of the ESPN 30 for 30 broke, because that was what I saw in 2012. And I feel like even though I wasn't an athlete, I wasn't, that was kind of the thing that like I'm like, shoot, if these dudes could be broke, the millionaires, like, oh, I could definitely, who cares about this degree? Like that might be,
Hey,
I feel like we need more of those.
what they said, we all one emergency away, brother, from homelessness, it feels like.
Dude, man,
Yeah.
when the engine light came on in
I
my car today, I said, ugh. I might walk.
think you almost it would be fair to say you need somebody to hold you accountable or put you on notice of the decisions you make in your life to keep you on a straight path. So I'm gonna let
Facts.
that carry us into who put you on notice for this week. I'm gonna kick this one off and I'm gonna say the Phoenix Suns. They went 4-1 this past week. And I say that because I had low expectations for the Suns coming into the season. I expected, honestly, for them and the Pelicans to be. I expected the Pelicans to probably be a little bit above them because the Pelicans have no reason to tank, and really the Suns don't either. But I expected those two teams to be, outside of the Jazz, two of the worst teams in the Western Conference. But they went 4-1 this week. They got a tough stretch coming up. So 2 weeks from now, they may be putting me on notice the opposite way. But Devin Booker is back to averaging pre-Durant numbers. Dylan Brooks is averaging 22 points a game. He's at a 28% usage rate, which anytime you're getting near the 30s is really, really high. And I was listening to a podcast called The Dunker Spot. They get really into the weeds of some stats. It's a
Oh
good pod
man.
if you really
Yeah, they're really
like,
analytic. Yeah.
yeah, if you like that type of stuff. So I found this surprising. Grayson Allen is actually leading the league in closeouts attacked. So essentially what that
Wow.
means is he's getting the ball and not just shooting threes, he's attacking a closeout. But what that also means to me is Devin Booker is doing a great job of creating offense for everybody on that team. Because if he's attacking the closeout, that means he's open to get the ball for a shot, but he's been taking it to the basket. So the only negative here is Draya Michelle's son. I mean, Draya Michelle's boyfriend,
Jalen
Jalen Green, has not been able to up his trade value in any way because he's only played two games. So
Yeah.
more health to him. But yeah, he's got a sugar mama to help take care of him at least. But that's
Yeah,
who put me on notice.
that sugar mama put a spell on him.
Bro,
And she's and
man.
now he's mine.
Right. That treasure chest mother has some fool's gold in it. You gotta stop dipping in there.
Lord,
Take
help
a
that boy.
break. Help that
Nah.
boy. Cause he definitely
Nah.
can't pull out, so help him, so help him some other way.
Moving on, moving on. We knew Derek's gonna take a dip. Go ahead, Marcus. Who you got? Who you
Anyway,
got for put me on?
shout out to the Suns for sure. Shout out to the Suns. I gotta go with the boy Reed Shepherd, man. He looked a little crazy the first couple games of the season, got exposed by the Thunder. I feel like I probably already have been put on notice by him, but he's shooting 48% from three. I think he's got a chance of being the sixth man of the year. If not, he's up there with just probably about three, four other names, AJ Mitchell, some of the other usual suspects up there. But like, he's like a for real sniper. He's exactly what the Rockets need. They have a whole bunch of guys that are driving. All his job is hit the open shot and don't hesitate. And I don't know if you guys saw the little commentary that him and Amen Thompson had, but Amen Thompson said, "If you hesitate and dribble again, I'm gonna punch you in your face." And Reed
Which is
said, "Word."
funny advice coming from Reed from Amen, because
Right.
he early on especially, it's like, even if you're not gonna make it, just shoot the ball to be a
You
threat.
gotta, right, exactly. Right. Well, he probably looking at Reed like, "Yo, if I had your gift, I'd be pulling up from 35." You know what I mean?
And
So.
Reed's like, if I had your hand, I cut mine off. Shot wise, shooting wise,
Shooting
not
wise,
everything else.
right. Yeah, nah, for sure. So now, shout out to Reed, man. He's a big part of the Rockets' success right now. So,
Okay.
yeah, I'm a kind of go over to the Carolinas, man. I think who put me on notice was KK Trey, another variation of the White Mamba over there in
We
Charlotte.
nobody knows who you're talking about.
If you don't know who I'm talking about, Con Knupple. Come on, brother.
It's
Y'all
Knipple.
need
It's
look,
Knipple.
Knipple. Y'all need. Let me tell you something.
You
This has
can't get
been
this
a
man's name right.
hey. This has been an era of the return of the Great White Hope for a lot of white American NBA fans.
Bro, they got a squad.
They have a squad when you think about it. They got AR. You got Luka. You got Joker.
You
Now
got Chet at the
you
five.
got Chet at the five. Now you got KK Trey coming up. But I think no, he put me on notice, man. Like I was reading an article here that said the Hornets score 6.3 more points per 100 possessions with him on the floor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think
Which is impressive with how bad they are.
that's impressive. I think, and I feel like they're a team that they're bad not because they have bad players. Like you see the talent on their team, they're just still, I think, too young to have figured out how to put it together. You know what I'm saying? I think right now they're going to give you exciting basketball. They're just not going to give you winning basketball. 'Cause they just, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the veteran leadership to put it together.
The funny part is we've been saying that about LaMelo since he got into the league.
We have, but I mean, but you know, but I mean, LaMelo's pop said it. Like LaMelo's going to give you exciting basketball. He ain't going to give you winning back.
He
I
said he
mean,
needs Lonzo.
his own father said that.
Yeah, nah,
You know what I'm
you
saying?
ain't
So
lying.
I think the Hornets are like slowly putting together a squad that I think is going to start challenging people. I don't know when, but I feel like a couple years. I feel like with Khan coming here, just kind of averaging 20, almost 22 points a game with Melo on the sidelines. I think they're starting to put something together. It ain't really looking like much yet, but I think when it starts to come together, I don't know. It kind of gives me that feel of OKC. You know what I'm saying? In a sense of when they start, not saying like the dominance, but like when OKC was kind of start building.
Yeah,
You weren't really sure what you were
that's
looking
a
at.
high calling, bro.
And I hope they answer it. I hope they answer it. I just think it's one of things where it's like you're not sure what you're looking at, but you're like, could it be something? Like could it actually blossom into something? I'm hoping it does, but you only time will tell. You
Mike
know,
can't inform the coach.
only time will tell.
Ain't nobody answering, Mike.
I called three
Nah.
times, nobody answered.
Nobody answered that. LaMelo was asleep.
But I mean,
Nah.
but just think
He
about it.
was
You
sipping
got,
on some scissor.
but look, you got Melo who wants to be the president of the United States.
Stop. Leave that boy
Yeah,
alone. Why can't he not?
I mean, he could be whatever you want to be. What they say, you could be anything you put your mind to, big dog. But I mean, you got LaMelo, you got Brandon Miller, who his
Right.
biggest thing is just health.
He'll be back soon, I think a
Yeah,
week.
just stay healthy. You got Miles Bridges, you got Con Knipple. I think like you got some guys coming off the bench. Like I really like Trey Mann. Trey Mann still give me that old that 99 2000 AI vibe, man. I like when he on the floor, bro. He kind of give me that, he give me that vibe that AI has. So I don't know. I feel like they got some pieces, man. They just haven't quite figured out how to put it together yet.
Real quickly on Con, and we'll have to keep track of this, but the rookie 3-point record is 206 threes by Keegan Murray. You know what Con is on pace to shoot right now? How many
What?
threes?
What?
Two
I'm giving it
hundred,
up.
273. Like at this pace, he shattered the record. He's gonna
Yeah.
break the record.
Oh,
No,
definitely.
as long as he stays healthy, it's just
Yeah.
how like
Yeah.
how crazy does he break it? Like Steph played 80 games and he hit 166 threes. At the
He,
time,
and
that was like fourth on the list. So what
he
Con
he
is doing is like unprecedented.
and he seems like he's durable. He don't seem like he's like
Nah.
this
Well, he
fragile
ain't got
type of
enough
player.
athleticism to get injured.
Hey, and look, and sometimes we laugh at that, but sometimes that's a gift, bro.
Jokic can't
Sometimes,
even shoot. That's how Jokic
hey,
got them MVPs.
you ain't got to jump out the gym to put your mark on a game, bro.
Facts.
Yeah, for sure. Well, fellas. Was trying something new that we've been calling for a signature segment song for a while. So we're just gonna call our intro song our segment song. So we back stuck on the boat. This week's topic, my boys, is in light of recent news of Cade Cunningham getting his own signature shoe coming in 2026, 2027, who would be next in line for you to get a signature shoe? We're
Okay,
gonna
and
do it
so
this week. I'm gonna tee it up. I have first pick. Jared,
wait, so if
you
they already have a
have
signature shoe, we can't pick them?
no.
Dang, I'm gonna need some help on that. Okay.
No.
Who are the guys that do have signature shoes right now? You know, I'll look it up. Never mind, just go. I have my list. I just
You
don't
got
know who.
the second pick. So I'll give you Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden for Adidas,
They all got signature shoes?
Ja, LeBron, KD.
Okay, all
Book.
right. Don't say anymore. I got it.
Tyrese Halliburton has his own with Puma, so don't pick him. Shai
Okay,
has
I
his
got
own with
you.
Converse, so don't pick him.
Okay. I'm good. I'm good.
Jokic has his own.
Jokic?
AR technically has his own with
Okay,
like
I got a list in front of
Okay.
me. I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Well, my first pick is gonna be Big Vic. I think
Big Wimby.
you don't normally see a 7'7" dude in the league at all to begin with, but he's an anomaly, and I think he's going to be a dude that can push some units in the right way if he can stay healthy. So that's my first pick.
Cool. I got my first pick. I don't think this is cheating, but now that Steph Curry is a free agent, I am picking up Steph Curry for a new signature shoe.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll give you that. I'll let you give a 37-year-old his first
No, no.
signature shoe.
We it's gonna be specifically the retirement shoe. That's why it's gonna pop off. Perfect marketing.
Yeah, the
Hire me.
retirement shoe. So like the Curry 2 low top, the one they was cooking, the all white joint that they were calling the doctor shoe. We just gonna go ahead and transition that one right
That's
into
well,
retirement shoe.
that's when they fell off. That's why Under Armour got rid of him.
Hey, that
I was
wasn't his
just,
fault. That's the design. That's the designers.
yeah, I was just about to pick Steph, so I you good. So
Okay, cool.
I got two. So I'm gonna go with the backcourt duo in Philly. I think Maxi and VJ, because
Okay.
I think they're gonna just, they're gonna capture that young crowd, and we
Wait,
all
wait.
know.
They both get them? You get?
I
Oh,
can
you
see.
do. You get back to back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm gonna do this.
No.
No,
That's the
I
pick.
can no,
You
I'm gonna
thought he'd
change
be
my
cheating,
answer.
man. No,
I'm gonna
no,
change
no,
my answer.
no, no. You picked him. You
Okay,
picked him.
fine.
Marcus, proceed.
Fine. Yeah, I was gonna pick Maxi, but all right. I gotta go with the Great White Hope. I don't think he is a signature shoe yet.
Not yet.
Let's
Not
get
yet.
flag the flag ones, baby. No, he do have a signature.
He
He didn't
doesn't.
he
He doesn't. He wears the Hezzy Low One. That's not a signature shoe.
Because he signed a deal with Puma, right?
He signed a deal with New Balance, but he doesn't have a
New
signature
Balance.
shoe.
Oh, okay. It's gonna be called the fly the flag
It's gonna
ones.
be called the GWH, the Great White Hope.
GW. That's right.
I am gonna go mainly because he plays in New York City. I'm gonna go Big Body Brunson.
Yeah, good
I
pick.
think they could Nike can make a pair of Timberlands, and they're gonna sell like hotcakes in New York. So give Big Body Brunson a Devin Booker had a his book one looking like a Chuck Taylor. They just need to make Devin or Brunson make his shoe look like a Timberland, and
Right,
that thing
if
look.
Brunson was got signed to Timberlands, man, who's he with?
He's with Nike. I'm just saying Nike
They're
needs
with
to make
Nike.
a shoe that looks like a Timberland.
They need to let
That
him go so Timberland can pick
thing
him
will
up.
move faster than crack
That
in LA in the 80s if they make that shoe.
thing would be terrible.
It would be it'd be good and terrible, but it would
Big
move
body
units like
Brunson.
Pusha T. But I got Vic, I got Brunson. My second pick would be, I'm gonna say Darren Peterson, because I think when he comes into the league, he's gonna be a dude that has the type of game that you're gonna want to have a signature shoe in his
Is that
name.
who you want to go to the Mavs?
I like DeBanza, but I take Peterson too.
Okay.
But I just think, regardless of whether I want him on the Mavs or not, I just think he's a two guard that's gonna put up points, and that's the type of dude that gets signature shoes first.
Okay. Cool. You said Ant already has his shoe?
And already has a
Yeah.
shoe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got
and
two. Ant got two shoes.
Cool. Give me the baby Jokic shoe. Şengün. They're gonna be wearing it all over Turkey and America. Sheesh.
Like that
Bro, they.
unit ain't gonna move at all.
If Sabrina's can freaking sell all these shoes,
Let me tell you
Shingun's gonna
something.
be
Don't
popping at
slander.
every AAU
Don't
tournament.
slander. Let me tell you something. Sabrina markets to teenage girls who hooping. Sengun ain't marketing to nobody.
Bro, the footwork on this
He
dude,
he'll market
he's great.
Tohido
Right. That's who gonna be wearing it. That's the only person who's gonna be
in
wearing
his
it.
camper. What's the
In his
population of
camper.
Turkey? I'm sure they be good for something.
Couple
Yeah.
million. They got Istanbul there, a couple million, but hey, that ain't
Yeah,
enough.
some tell me the Turkish currency don't equate to US dollars quite well. I tell you that. All right, I'm gonna go AJ DeBanse because I think he just has a personality to do it. Yeah, I think he's gonna be that guy that the personality is just gonna speak for itself. And I'm gonna go with I'm kind of torn between these two, but I'm gonna leave one, maybe toss up for Marcus since his star is rising. I'll pick this guy, Paolo. I can see Paolo getting a good shoe, you know what I'm saying? Over there in Orlando.
He hates Paolo, so he ain't gonna pick him, but
No, the guy I left, he loves.
okay.
And if he doesn't pick him, I'll tell him who it was.
Well, I am gonna pick the dude that Jeff Teague said, and I agree with, is better than Paolo. Jalen Johnson with his dunk package, bro. We selling shoes all off the store. All off the store. Is that who you were
My
thinking of?
last pick,
No,
my last pick,
that wasn't what I think. I'll tell you.
my last pick is going to be Dylan Harper. I think he's already he signed an NIL deal when he was at Rutgers with Nike. So I think I'm going to pick Dylan Harper. And I'm going to pull a Darius here. If I had a fifth pick, it would be
Come on.
Bronny James.
It'll be who?
Bronny James.
It's called the it's called
Continue
the
on the
off the bench
legacy.
twos.
Hey, so my if I had a fifth pick, my pick was gonna be Jalen Johnson.
Okay.
That's what I said, bro.
No, you said no,
He
you
said
just
Jalen Johnson. That you, yeah, he said Jalen
yeah.
Johnson.
I said,
Oh.
you. We're here. We're here.
Okay. I thought you said someone else. I'm sorry.
Nah. He's
I
killing it,
thought
man.
yeah. For some, you know who I thought you said?
Who?
Dang, his name was Tim Mottola. But Shea backcourt mate.
J Dub.
J Dub. I
Ah,
thought you
no, no,
said
no.
yeah. I thought you said Jalen Williams.
No,
I'm
I'm
sorry.
definitely. I mean, he'll eventually be known by the kids. Like, his highlights are crazy, so he'll eventually be
Yeah.
known. All right,
Yeah.
so let's call it out one more time. I got Victor Wembanyama, Jalen Brunson, Darren Peterson, and Dylan Harper. I got Steph retirements, fly the flag, the Alpy ones, and the Jalen Johnsons.
I got Paolo, Maxi, VJ, and AJ.
Marcus, your picks are so bad, I'm gonna need you to go back to them and say the actual people's names because people are gonna listen to them and be like, who the heck is this?
The Steph Curry, Cooper Flagg, Alperen Şengün, and Jalen
Stu had the nerve to call them the Alpy ones.
Yeah,
Bro, they gonna be popping.
that's bro. That's literally that sounds like a white guy's barbecue shoe.
And with that, then meet me at the cookout and we making unseasoned hamburgers.
Make it.